It's number 25 in our books. In the back of the book, number 25 on page 47. Yes, let's stand as we sing. Once far from God and dead, Alice, come.
Sing.
Let's sing that chorus, "Let the temple be filled with his glory." I believe it's in the book if you need the words. Let the courts be filled with his praise. Let us worship the Lord in the Holy of Holies. You are the temple.
Amen.
Let the glory fill your temple.
Hallelujah.
Let the temple be filled with his glory. Let the courts be filled with his praise. Let us worship the Lord in the Holy of Holies. Zion rejoiceth again. It's number 20 if you need it. Number 20 in the back. Come, Sister Alice, lead us. And then pray, okay? And then pray. Okay? Let's take that again. Let the temple be filled with his blood.
Let the temple be glorious.
Let the
angels be filled
with his praise.
Let on earth the nations brought on.
主啊，愿你的荣耀充满在这个地。哦，主啊，愿万民的赞美能够搭到你的宝座面前。哈利路亚，主啊，我们说我们赞美你，我们举起我们的心，就是要来赞美你，我们就是要来超见我们的大君王。哈利路亚，因为你配得，你配得。哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。赞美耶稣，将一切的荣耀都归给你。哦哒哒哒哒啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪。哦哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒。哦哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒 的主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，巴巴巴巴巴巴巴，嘟嘟哒哒哒哒哒，嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟，咿呀啦啦，咿呀啦啦。Jesus is walking through the midst of the camp.Let us believe him to pour out his glory on the whole camp season. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Joseph of Moses, or meet you face to face. Thank you, Jesus. 浇灌现在正在浇灌，正在充满我们每一位。我们说我们要来领受，领受你的自己。哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
You're feeding us. Your Holy Spirit is pouring out.
Yes, Lord.
You're feeding
us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. There's another song that we can sing together. Nearer, still nearer. It's on page 25 in the back of the book, number 13. Praise God.
Thank you.
赞美主。主啊，我们谢谢你，让我们有这样的福分，我们可以来到你的面前，这样的亲近你，靠近你。哈利路亚，是的，主啊，让我们在这个时候，主，我们也在你的面前。哦，主啊，我们也要立志，主，我们要更多的来亲近你，我们要撇下一切的罪恶，哦，一切的这一些不洁不义。主啊，我们恳求你的宝血再一次来洁净我们，主啊，好使我们更多的像你，更多的像你。哦，主啊，我们需要你，我们需要你。哦，是的，无论何时，主啊，我们都要与主来相亲。谢谢主，谢谢神，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Again, we want the Lord to have His way this morning. And so I'm just going to make one just short, maybe announcement, and then I'm going to sit down and we'll see what God will do.
啊，我先跟大家有一个简短的报告，然后我们就坐下来看看啊。
But I just wanted to remind you that, as Brother Paul said yesterday, there are books at the both entrances and bookmarks for you to take. And again.
啊，我就想提醒大家说，保罗那个牧师昨天告诉我们说，在那个门口有一些书你可以自由的拿。
First, I want.And a CD also.
下午还有一些光盘你可以拿。
And I encourage you to take those. This season we have selected the theme of prayer for the camp.
今年的那个 camp 的主题是关于祷告。
The importance of prayer.
是祷告的重要性。
I believe that prayer is part of that armor of God that we find in Ephesians chapter 6.
因为我们相信说这个祷告是我们全副军装里头在以弗所书六章里头提到的一部分。
And how important it is for us to ask the Lord to teach us to pray.
那因此我们要求神来教导我们祷告是何等的重要。
You might say, well, I know how to pray.
你或许说、哦、我当然知道怎么祷告。
Well, I believe the Lord has something to teach us about prayer.
可是我相信说神可以教导我们知道怎么样祷告。
And so, Lord, teach us to pray.
主啊，求你教我们怎么样祷告。
And so I trust you'll be blessed if you read these articles there, or just short, very short devotionals from the writings of Uncle Hans Waldfogel.
那我想就是如果你读这一个很短的一个灵修的那个文章的话，是古老牧师的一个文章。
And Andrew Murray and different ones like that.
还有就是安德烈其他的一些
There's a selection by Sister Robinson, Sister Martha Robinson, on waiting on God.
还有就是关于罗炳森师母所讲的等候神，安静等候神。
And so I think you'll be blessed and encouraged and helped if we would just take the time to consider these things again.
因此，如果你花点时间再次来默想这些话语的话，你一定会得到帮助，得到鼓励，得到建造。
I appreciate very much, and I think I can say this on behalf of Brother Paul and all of us here at the camp, we appreciate your prayers for the camp.
那我想，我可以说，而且可以，跟保罗一样的说，那个你们，我们非常感谢大家为 camp 的祷告。
I believe every season at camp is a miracle of God.
那我想，我们每一次在 camp 每一个季节的话，都是能在这里都是神的一个神迹。
And providing the staff and the resources that are needed to have a camp like this throughout the summer.
那我们每年夏天能够有这个camp 的话，就神供给我们各样的人手还有资源。
And as you remember us, remember the children that will come through and the workers, the staff.
那我想让你为我们祷告的时候，要纪念那些要来的孩子们，还有。一些来帮助的员工们
that each one would have a real encounter with God.
希望每一个人都能够在这里真真实实的来遇见神。
That each one would meet Jesus.
每个人都能遇见耶稣。
And so that's our prayer. And pray with us and believe with us that God will show us His glory.
那这就是我们的祷告。我们请大家跟我们一起祷告，一起相信，求神让他来彰显他的荣耀。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
赞美主。
So let's see what the Lord will do this morning. If you feel again you'd like to testify, let's be led by the Spirit and see what He'll do for us.
I would like to thank the Lord for what He does in the children's lives.
感谢他在一些孩子们身上所做的工作。
That come to camp,
就是那些到营地来的孩子们。
Some of them come from homes that have no talk of God, they don't speak of God.
有些人他们家里都是还没有相信神的，也从来不提到神的。
They have no religious upbringing whatsoever.
他们没有任何接触到关于神的事情。
And yet I have seen children as young as 9 and 10
然后我看到有些九岁十岁的孩子们
who are held quiet in the presence of God
可是他们在神的同在里头是那样的安静
suddenly a stillness will come over a meeting a children's meeting
有些时候在孩子们的聚会里头突然就会有一段安静的时间
and a stillness that lasts perhaps 10 or 15 minutes
这个安静时间可以长达10到15分钟
Now that's a miracle in itself to keep the teenagers that young quiet for 15 minutes.
那这本身就是一个神迹，能够让那么小的孩子能够有这么长一段安静的时间。
But they sense the presence of God.
可是他们能够感受到神的同在。
And the trustees and I pray that we will have counselors that are sensitive to that.
那我们的祷告就是我们有那些护道人，他们也能够对这个神的同在很敏感。
Things change over the years.
那随着时间的推移，各样的事情都在变化。
And yet we believe God will raise up and is raising up men and women of God who will be counselors and who will be sensitive to the move of the Spirit.
那我相信说，神要兴起更多的弟兄姊妹们，他们能够成为辅导员，而且能够对神的带领非常的敏锐。
I'm thinking of a boy.
我想到一个小男孩
He came from a Christian home
他是从一个基督徒的家庭来的
As a matter of fact, his mom still attends Brother Ernie's church in Queens
实际上他的妈妈仍然去Brother Ernie 他们去参加他们的教会
And she told me that he was a boy of very few words
那他告诉我说他是一个很不爱说话的小男孩
But when he got to be around 18 years old,
可是当他到十八岁的时候
he brought his then girlfriend to meet his mom.
然后他就把他的女朋友带来去见他妈妈
And he started talking about his camp days when he went to Pilgrim Camp.
然后他就跟他的女朋友讲到他当年去参加营地的时候的那些故事
He never spoke like this in front of her before.
他从来没有在他妈妈面前讲过这些事情
But he told this girlfriend in front of his mom, "You should go to Pilgrim Camp."
然后他就在他妈妈面前跟他女朋友说，你应该去参加这个营地。
You can feel that God is there.
你可以感受到说神就在那。
And of course, his mother was very blessed that to hear this testimony in a roundabout way.
那我想他妈妈听到这个见证，当然是非常蒙福的。
And so we have to believe that God is reaching our children in these days.
就是我们可以相信说神在现在还在要来得着我们孩子们。
That's right. Today we live in a very, very, very wicked world.
那我们知道说我们现今所处的世代是非常非常非常弯曲悖逆的一个世代。
It's never been like this before.
是一个非常邪恶的世代，以前前所未有的。
Where everyone does what he wants to do.
每个人都做他们所想做的事情。
Where our high schools and colleges and middle schools are espousing the filth of the world.
那在中学、高中、初中还有大学里头都充满了世界的邪恶。
But God can keep our young people and our children.
可是神能够保守我们的孩子们，保守他的子民。
So we pray this season again, we will see the works of the Holy Spirit among us.
因此我们祷告，今年我们就求圣灵继续在我们当中运行动工。
He is able to envelop our children.
他能够来包围我们的孩子们。
To surround them with the power of the Holy Ghost,
用圣灵的大能来环绕他们
and lead them on to a closer walk with the Lord,
带领他们能够跟神有更亲密的同行
So we cover your prayers for this coming season.
因此我们渴慕你为我们这个要来的这个季节来祷告
When you think of camp, please pray that God's perfect will be done.
当你想到营地的时候，请你祷告，愿神最完美的旨意成就在这里。
接续保罗弟兄讲的见证，
最近在我的心里也是对青年跟儿童有极大的负担。
I want to continue the testimony of Brother Paul. I recently also had great burdens for young people.
最近在我们当中也有一些很美好的见证。
At our church, we also had some wonderful testimonies recently.
因为我们现在是 online.
Because our church right now is online.
那我们许可所有的家长把他们的孩子带来一起参加聚会。
And then we ask all the parents to bring their children to join our service online.
只要他们来到神的同在当中。
As long as they're willing to come to the presence of God,
神就做工在他们的身上。
God will work in their hearts.
我们有一位从几个月就跟着父母参加我们聚会的。
There's a child who has been joining the online service for several months with the parents.
慢慢等到他会讲话，一直在我们当中听我们。分享的也跟我们一起操练安静等候神跟我们一起背圣经
and this child joined our waiting on the Lord service and also learns to memorize the scriptures
现在他三岁八个月
and now,
三岁十个月
男孩女孩
女孩
this girl is about three years before four
yes他已经很会背，他会背很多圣经。
She already knows a lot of scriptures.
他跟我们一起学习求问主。
And she learns to seek the Lord with us.
神跟他讲话。
And the Lord would speak to her.
最初我们不知道是不是真的。
At first we doubt, we were not sure if
it's really happening. 但是神让环境证明他听到的是真的。
But yet the Lord confirmed through circumstances that what she heard was real.
所以我就深深的感到，主耶稣说让小孩子到我面前来。
I could really see when the Lord says let the children come to me.
他现在跟我讲说，他可以安静七分钟。
Now she tells me she can sit quietly for 7 minutes.
但是她的爸爸今年也来到我们当中。
And her father is also
在拍照的。可能很多人要去问你了。所以要让小孩子来到我们当中，要从很小就把他们带到神的面前来。
So bring the children to God's presence, even when they're very young.
我自己觉得我对孩子很亏欠。
I feel I've done wrong to my children.
我带他们去教会。
I brought them to church.
但是我没有带他们到主的面前来。
But I did not bring them to.
因为那个时候我也不懂。
Because I did not know better.
但是我感谢神，神给我们今天还有机会。
But thank the Lord that He still gives us chance.
还有一个见证。
我们
有一对牧师夫妇。
There's a pastor couple in our midst.
因为他们的孩子现在就是会在教会。他们的孩子十几岁，现在会在教会中服侍。
And their child is a teenager, and then he will serve at church.
很多人就很羡慕。
And many people admire that.
就问说，可不可以把我们的孩子也送来你们教
？So many people would ask us, can we send our children to your midst so you will teach them?
所以他们就开始一个小小的学校。
So they started a small school.
从四个开始，现在可能要将近十个孩子。
It started with four young children, and now it's about ten teenagers.
听说都是有问题的孩子。
Most of them are problem children.
有一个18岁的是又抽烟又喝酒。
There's one that's 18 years old. He will smoke and drink.
有一个12岁的是整天玩手机。
And there's a 12-year-old.Indulges in video games.
So, 连在学校老师没办法。
And the teachers at school couldn't do anything with them.
老师讲课的时候，他看手机，他睡觉。
Even when the teacher is teaching in the class, he would fall asleep.
下课的时候，他就看手机。
And after school, he would start playing games on the phone.
老师跟家长说，这个孩子我们没办法教。
Teacher has told the parents.We can't do anything about this kid.
所以也把这孩子送到他们那里去。
And then they send this child to that school.
很感恩的这对夫妇，他们买了周牧师一套书。
And this pastor couple, they bought a set of books written by Pastor Chow.
他就首先对这些孩子最重要是他们能安静。
So the first thing they did was they prioritized for them to calm down.
所以在每天一开始可能是5分钟10分钟开始，现在每天他们安静15分钟。
So they started with being quiet about 5 minutes, and now they can sit there for 15 minutes quietly.
大概是11-12岁到18岁这段年龄的孩子。
So the age range is about 11 to 18 years old.
一开始他们也没办法安静。
At first, they just couldn't sit still.
但是现在他们可以安静下来。
Now they can calm down and be quiet.
而且生命都改变了。
And their lives started to transform.
那个抽烟喝酒的不再抽不再喝。
The one that used to smoke and drink stopped.
这个看手机的可以能够被控制。他们说我现在能控制自己。我说不是你能控制自己，是你能来。被圣灵掌管。
The one that used to be addicted to the phones now says, I can control myself. But then I tell him, it's not you, but the Holy Spirit.
连他们的家长都觉得很稀奇。
Even their parents marvel and amaze.
就说这个12岁的孩子，他的妈妈是传道人。
This 12-year-old, his mom is a pastor, a minister.
是学教育的博士生。
And then she holds a PhD degree in education.
他的爷爷奶奶是心理学的，常常在那个电视台讲课的。
And his grandparents are experts in psychology, used to give talks on radio.
他们都说，我们教不了这个孩子，你们是怎么教的？
But then they still ask.We couldn't do anything with this child. How did you do that?
他们说是耶稣。
And they say, it's Jesus.
所以尽快尽早把孩子带到耶稣面前来。
So bring your children to the presence of Jesus as soon as possible.
Camp 是一个很好的方法，就是营地。
Camp is a good.Bring them to camp is a good way.
所以我们一定要为这个未来的这里的年轻人的 camp 来祷告。
So we ought to pray for the future seasons of camp here.
但是日常中每一次的聚会，尽量让你的孩子参加。
But in our daily life, just bring your children to meetings as much as you can.
那个三岁的孩子，他很喜欢跟我这个八十几岁的老人在一起。
That three-year-old at our church, he just loves to hang out with me and eighty-year-old grandma.
所以，这真的是我们现在要为这个世代的孩子们来祷告。我们做父母的也尽快要把他们带来到主的面前。
So we ought to pray for the young generation of this age and also bring them to the Lord as soon as we can.
谢谢。
我有个见证，就是见证这个孩子的那个成长在 camp。
And I want to also give a testimony of how a child can grow and change at this camp.
可能很多人知道我是在厨房做 helper 的。
A lot of you may know that I'm a helper at this camp's kitchen.
就帮助大厨的。
I help the chef.
大厨助理。
I'm the assistant of the chef.
今年我们的大厨21岁。
And this year, our chef is 21 years old.
他以前我的孩子来 camp, 来营地的时候，他们都认识。
So my kids know this chef because they used to come to the camp together.
现在我就在这个大厨的手下听他的命令。
Now I am under the command of this chef.
但是我非常的感恩。
I'm so thankful.
因为我在想，我现在我准备是要披星戴月在厨房里工作。披星戴月，就是说，当我进厨房的时候看不着太阳，出来的时候是看星星，就是。
I'm all ready to work from morning dawn until dusk.
But, 你们看，我现在可以聚会。
But now you see, because when I came to the camp, I was prepared to be there all day long. But now I can join the meeting.
Even 早晨的聚会跟晚上聚会我都可以。
I can even attend the morning meeting and the evening meeting.
所以你们想想，他们就是这些孩子们，他们做了多少？他非常的有次序。
So can you imagine how much responsibility these young people have carried on? And they're so orderly and organized.
所以我们有机会，我和另外一个厨房助理刘红，我们就可以聚会。
So that me and the other assistant, we could come to the meetings.
这是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
是这些孩子们的爱。
And the love of these young people.
我们是准备我跟我先生，我们提前了两天到。
My husband and I arrived this camp 2 days earlier.
还有其他的一些同工。
And with other co-workers.
我们要准备办 camp, 就是铺床之类的，为这些我们的这些 guests, 我们的客人进来的时候，为你们安排一个很好的地方。
So we came 2 days earlier to prepare the rooms and everything for you guests.
我跟我的先生准备做为这些先来同工做饭的。
So my husband and I were prepared, were planned to cook for all the co-workers who arrived earlier.
但是我们就听说了。
But then we have heard this.
这些年轻人在我们早一天到了。
These young people arrived even 1 day earlier than we did.
所以我们有点不知道他怎么样，所以我先生就打电话给Paul, 就写微信给Paul。写 email 啊
，And then we didn't know what's gonna happen, so my husband emailed Brother Paul.
因为我们准备下飞机就准备采购。
Because we our plan was as soon as we landed, we're going to go grocery shopping.
But Paul 讲营地提供，因为这些孩子们。
But then Brother Paul says, we have
营地提供我们的饭食，然后就他们准备为我们这些先到的童工准备饭食，因为那些早到的孩子们。
But then Brother Paul told us that you don't have to worry about meals because these young people who arrived one day earlier will prepare meals for you guys.
谢谢。
Thank you, young people. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll try and translate for myself. 三分钟真的说不完。尽量吧。
I love you, brother. Yeah.
All right.
We want to hear you.
Okay. 很多人都知道，有些人在我的周围的人都知道，我和太太呢，很长时间都希望有孩子，一直没有。我太太呢也做了一些手术，还有得过癌症，所以是自己不能怀孩子的。我呢就some of the people around me know that me and my wife have wanted to have children for many years, and my wife has had some surgeries and she's not able to carry a child. And 这个事情前大概一年两年前呢，其实我是这些事情也经历，这个经历是很难熬的。This experience has been very difficult. And 有一段时间呢，我就愤怒地问神为什么。There was a time when I asked God, in my frustration, why? 然后呢，就我们在学习郭牧师的一本书，教我们怎么去读圣经。And we were reading a section of Pastor Ruth's booklet on how to read the Bible.And 我在读经的时候呢，就忽然间神就跟我说一句话。And I was, as was reading the Bible, God spoke to me. 他只是简单的说了一句。He said something very simple. 是有原因的。It serves a purpose. 我不知道这个原因是什么。I did not know why.What the purpose was. 但是我痛哭了。I cried because it was an answer. He understood my pain. 也是一个答案，因为他明白我的痛苦。然后呢，这几年我们就做 IVF. We've been doing IVF, trying to have a child. About a month ago, after a couple of years of trying to find somebody to carry our baby, 过了几年找了一个代理孕母，终于找到一个了。那我就叫周围的人为我这个事情祷告。And I asked everybody around me to help me pray for this, having our surrogate be successfully get the transfer done, putting our baby into this woman, and hopefully it works. 然后就但是我自己呢发现我没信心吧。I discovered that actually I did not have that faith I ask, 我叫所有人为祷告，甚至于叫父母不相信主的都叫他们去祷告。I asked everybody to pray, and I even asked my parents who did not believe in God to pray for this. Okay? 但我不敢去盼望。I was afraid to hope. 我怕失望，我怕伤害。I was afraid to feel pain. I was afraid to be disappointed. 但我发现这个不是神要我承受的。This is not what God wants me to feel. 所以我就感觉这个就是我的孩子，他没出生，但是他就是我的孩子，不管成不成功，他就是我的了。我不要永远去担忧我的孩子会发生什么事。I should not. This was my child, and I should never worry.For the rest of their lives, that something will happen to them, and worry that they should not be able to grow up, that things will happen, and that, and live in a constant state of anxiety, worry, or fear. And, so, I have good news. Our transfer is successful. 我有好消息，我们那个胚胎种进去是成功的，现在我们怀孕了。不过我现在发现我知道神的原因的一部分。I have now discovered some of the reason why God has made us wait. 因为我们当时没有真正的准备好做父母。We're not ready to be parents. That's a part of it. 但是另外一种原因呢，就是很多教会，开始的时候，创办人就会为教会去祷告。A lot of people, when they plant a church, they pray for the church. They spend lots of time praying for the church that is about to be birthed. 英文就是Born in prayer. 所以我觉得很幸福，就是我这个孩子就是以祷告出生的。So I was very happy now to feel that my child was born in prayer. So like, I'm sorry, I forget your name. Is it Paul? You were born in church. My child is going to be born in prayer.And for that, I am thankful to the Lord, and I am going to be praying for my child. The other thing that's changed, 我很感恩，我会一直为这个孩子祷告，这个是我的孩子。另外一个所改善的最近呢，我和太太终于，我一直盼望的一个事情就是我们有家庭聚会。One of the things that I've always wanted was to have family devotional time every day, nonstop.And so far, we've been doing it for a couple of weeks. 我们终于开始有家庭聚会。周牧师也跟我们说过这个事情，一直在我心里，但是做不到。Because what Pastor Chow has told us about family devotion is so necessary. It's always been my heart, and we have not been able to do it. And now that this child is coming, it wasn't because of the child.But the Lord made it possible in us. So, praise the Lord.
No one else is standing, right?
Number 9 in the back. It's on page 17. I'll ask you to stand again and you can stretch.
Page
Praise the Lord, yes. Come, Sister Alice. Oh, thank you, Lord. You got your own. You got your own. I don't have to share. Okay. Whatever works for you.
I can free the hands.
Yeah. How thankful we are again, how precious the Lord is to each one.
感谢主，我们可以再一次来到神面前，神我们神对我们每个人都是何等的宝贵。
Again this morning, he's drawing so close to us.
今天
put his arms around us.
他离我们是何等的近，他是围绕在我们的身边。
Because he loves us with an everlasting love.
因为他是用永远的爱来爱我们。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning, I just wanted to consider some of the foundations to what we call the inner life.
那今天早上我想跟大家一起来看一下，就是我们所说的这个内在生活，它的根基是什么。
We enjoy His presence.
我们都很享受他的同在。
We're learning to walk with Him day by day.
我们学习每一天都跟他同行。
We're learning to wait on God.
我们学习来等候神。
But those things in and of themselves need a foundation.
那这一切事情都需要有一个根基。
And there are many things that we could speak about. We could talk about faith.
那有很多东西我们可以说，就是比如说信心。
And holiness.
还有圣洁。
And consecration.
还有就是奉献。
And all of these things are so needful in the Christian experience.
那这一切对我们基督徒的生活都是必须的。
But I wanted to talk this morning about the relationships that we have.
可是我今天想跟大家分享就是我们的关系。
I believe that our religion is a relationship.
我相信说我们所信的教是一个关系。
We already read from 1 John where it says, Truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son.
那我们从约翰一书里头讲到说，我们是与我们的父还有他的儿子相交。
Also in John 17, in that prayer that Jesus prayed, he says, "This is life eternal, that you may know Jesus and the Father."
那在还有约翰福音第十七章里头讲到说，认识神和有他的独生子耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And I think the whole revelation of Scripture is the fact that God desires to know you personally.
那我们整本圣经都在讲，就是让我们看见说，神很渴慕来认识我们每一个个人。
He's a God that wants to be known.
他是一位希望我们能够认识他的神。
And he wants to know us intimately.
他也希望能够亲密的来认识我们。
And so the first thought I'd like to leave with you this morning is that God is our Father.
那我们首先今天想跟大家讲，第一个就是说，神是我们的父。
That under that's a foundational truth that we need to not only understand but to experience.
那这是我们的根基的一个真理，这不但是我们要知道，而且我们需要经历。
God is our heavenly Father.
神是我们的阿爸天父。
Jesus himself, in teaching his disciples to pray, he said, "Our Father."
那耶稣教导他的门徒们祷告说，我们在天上的父。
Our Father who art in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
And our Heavenly Father, we read in Matthew, he sees.
那我们在马太福音里头也看见说，我们的天父他看见。
He sees our needs.
他看见我们的需要。
And it says, Father knows.
而且说，他知道。
Now, I had a wonderful earthly father.
那我在地上有一个非常好的父亲。
A man that walked with God.
是一位与神同行的人。
A man that's motto, his life motto was, I'm here to make life easier for everyone else.
那他的人生的座右铭就是说，我在这里，我希望我身边的人的生活都更容易。
And I saw that in our home and in our church.
那我可以在我们的家里，在我们的教会里头看到这一点。
How he was a servant.
他是怎么样的一位仆人
？He had a servant's heart.
他有一个仆人的心智。
And he loved the people of God.
他也爱神的属神的人。
And he loved anyone that God sent into his path.
然后他也爱神差到他面前的每一个人。
And so we have that just a faint picture, a shadow of the love of God for us, our Father in heaven. He loves us.
那因此呢，我们就可以看到一个影子或者一个图像，就是说我们的天父他是爱我们的。
And so how do I respond to that? Well, I respond in a childlike faith.
那我怎么样来回应这个爱呢？我就是要一个像小孩子般的信心来回应。
If Father knows and Father sees and Father loves, then He knows what's best.
那因为我们的父天父他知道他看见他而且爱我们的话，那他知道怎么样把最好的给我们。
A brother shared that maybe he didn't understand the purpose. Why God? Why was this happening to me?
我们刚才弟兄分享说，他不知道说为什么这些事情发生在我身上。
But in those difficult places, we learn to put our trust in Father because He knows what's best and He loves us.
那在这种情况下，我们可以把我们的信心放在神的身上，因为呢，他知道，他也知道说什么样对我们最好。
And so, have you learned to trust Him like that?
因此呢，我们可以这样来信靠他的爱。
When things don't go the way we think they should go.
当事情不像我们所想象的那样发生的时候。
When there are disappointments in life.
当我们人生中有一些失望的时候。
Do we know that Father sees and Father knows?
我们能不能知道说？我们的天父他看见他知道而且他爱我们。
And so we say, Lord, I trust you.
因此我们跟神说，神啊，我可以来信靠你。
I might not understand what you're doing, but I trust you.
我不知道你，我可能不知道你做的是为什么这样做，但是我可以来信靠你。
Another aspect of the fatherhood of God is that I have a desire to please my Father.
那另外一个关于父神的话，我们天父的话，我们可以想到说，我们心里有个渴望，我们要来讨他的喜悦。
I think we've all experienced that. We want to make our parents proud of us, so to speak.
那我想我们都有这样的经验，就是我们都希望我们的父母为我们而骄傲。
We want them to be pleased with us. We want their approval.
我们都希望他们能够来认可，来肯定我们。
But I think with our Father in heaven, it's because we love Him. That we desire to please Him.
那我想我们之所以要讨我们天父的喜悦，因为我们知道说我们爱他。
You know, Jesus was our example in, again, this relationship with the Father.
那耶稣就当我们讲到跟父神的关系的时候，耶稣也是我们的榜样。
And Jesus said, I always do the things that please my Father.
那耶稣说，我所做的，我一切都是要讨天父的喜悦。
And could you say that?
那你们能不能，我们也能不能这样说
？That's my desire.
I always, 这是我的心愿。That's my desire.
Yes. Lord, I want to please you in everything.
主，我很想在凡事上都讨你的喜悦。Amen.
I desire to do your will.
I desire to do your will. 我渴慕要遵行你的旨意。
Praise God.
Amen.
So those are some things that we have been taught about the Father. One more thing about the will of God.
那这个就是我们关于天父我们所有的一些教导，还有再讲一点关于神的旨意。
It was a prayer that was given to us as young people. Lord, help me to know your will.
就是很小的时候就有人教我这样一个祷告，主啊，求你帮助我能明白你的旨意。
Help me to love your will.
也帮助我能够喜爱你的旨意。
And help me to do your will.
也帮助我能够来遵行你的旨意。
Very, very simple, but so true and powerful.
非常简单，可是这是非常真实，而且非常有能力的。
And so do you know God in that way? God is my heavenly Father.
因此我们知道不知道这样来，我们是不是这样来认识神？神是我们的天父。
Just one more verse from Matthew 6. It's a verse that we all know. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
啊，最后提到就是马太福音第六章三十三节，我们都非常熟悉的，就是你们要先求神的国和神的义，其他的东西都要，这一切东西都要加给你们。
The second relationship that we need to understand and enter into is this friendship with Jesus.
那第二个关于这个关系的话，就是我们需要明白，而且需要进入的，就是我们要跟耶稣。做朋友。
It's good if you take your Bibles and we open to John 15.
如果你有圣经的话，我们一起翻开到约翰福音第十五章。
Beginning at verse 12, John 15, verse 12.
约翰福音第十五章第十二节。
Why don't you read it?
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。你们若遵守我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因我从父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。
So verse 15, you get that?
Yeah.
So here we see what it means to be a friend of Jesus.
那我想这一段就可以让我们看见说我们跟耶稣做朋友是什么意思。
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。
And that's what Jesus did for us.
这就是耶稣为我们所做的。
He laid down his life.
他为我们舍命。
He died in our place.
他为我们而死。
He gave his life so that we might live.
他把他的生命给我们好，叫我们可以活。
But then he says this, if you want to be my friend,
然后他说，如果你要做我的朋友，
then you have to do what I say.
那你就需要做我所告诉你的。
You have to do my commands.
你要遵行我的命令。
You have to obey.
你需要来顺服。
How many of us like to obey?
我们有多少人喜欢顺服？
How many of us like to be told what to do? Anyone?
我们有多少人喜欢做别人告诉你做？
But that's what Jesus requires.
可是这就是耶稣要我们做的。
You are my friends if you do what I command.
你是我的朋友，如果你遵行我的所吩咐的。
Jesus in John 14, he links the thought of obedience and love.
那在约翰福音第十四章里头，他讲到说关于这个爱跟遵行神的命令。
It's easy to say, Jesus, I love you.
很容易说，我们说很容易说啊，耶稣，我爱你。
But he says, if you love me, you keep my commandments.
可是他告诉我们说，如果你爱我的话，你要遵行我的命令。
But the wonderful promise with that is, he says, if you do that, if you keep my commands, you're going to have wonderful company.
可是他这有一个很好的应许，就是如果说你遵行我的命令的话
，The Father and the Son will come and make their home with you.
然后那个父跟子他就要跟你同住。
What a wonderful invitation!
这是一个很美的一个邀请。
And it's open to those who truly obey.
那这是给所有愿意遵行他旨意的人的
，Who truly love.The Lord Jesus.
就是那些真正爱耶稣基督的人。
You know, in the Old Testament, we have an example of those who were friends of God.
在旧约里头，我们可以看见说一些跟神做朋友人的一些榜样。
One of them is Abraham.
那其中有一个就是亚伯拉罕。
Abraham was a friend of God.
亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
And if you remember Abraham's story, how God called him to go to a place. He didn't tell him exactly where he was going to go, but he said, "You need to go."
那如果大家记得的话，神呼召亚伯拉罕到一个地方去，可是他没有告诉他说是去什么地方。
And we find Abraham obeying God and stepping out in faith upon the word of God.
那我们知道说亚伯拉罕他顺服神的带领，他凭着信心来 照神的话语出去。
And we see throughout of all of Abraham's life how he would erect an altar in all the places God led him.
那我们看见说亚伯拉罕他一生中他不管走到什么地方他都来建立祭坛。
I believe Abraham had that heart of worship.
他就是愿意把自己献上有一个敬拜的心。
A desire to reach out to his God.
他有一颗心要来跟神连接。
Then we see how he was commanded to offer up his son Isaac.
那我们也看见说他怎么样神吩咐他把他的儿子以撒献上。
And how in obedience and in absolute trust he did what God asked.
可是他对神这样的吩咐他是何等的这样的相信而且完全的顺服。
And you know the story how the angel came and stayed his hand.
那我们也知道说那时候天使有天使来就是来让他驻守。
And provided a ram in the bush as the sacrifice.
然后在看见那个稠密的林子里头有一只山羊可以来让他来用那个山羊来献祭。
But then God spoke from heaven and said, "Now I know, Abraham. Now I know you love me."
那个时候神从天上说现在我知道亚伯拉罕，我现在我认识你。
And Abraham was called the friend of God.
因此亚伯拉罕被称为神的朋友。
Another example we have is Enoch.
那另外一个例子就是以诺。
I don't know if the Bible specifically calls Enoch a friend of God, but it tells us that he walked with God.
那我不知道说圣经中有没有具体的提到说以诺是神的朋友，可是我们知道说以诺与神同行。
I don't know how many of you have a friend that you never talk to. Anyone like that?
我们不知道我们当中有没有一些朋友，你从来都没跟他说过话。
Never spend any time with that friend.
你也从来没跟他花时间在一起。
Oh, but they're my friend.
可是他是我的朋友。
How are they doing? I don't know, but they're my friend.
他们怎么样呢？我根本不知道。可是他们就是我的朋友。
Well, no, the Lord wants us to walk with Him day by day.
我们的神是要我们每一天来与他同行。
Moment by moment.
每一时每一刻。
The interesting thing about Enoch was he was a regular guy.
那关于以诺的话，我们都知道说他只是一个很普普通通的一个人。
He had a family.
他有一个家庭。
He had a wife.
他有个太太。
Anyone have a wife?
我们当中有没有太太？
Our brother gave us good teaching yesterday. You should have heard what he said.
我们弟兄昨天给我们一个很好的教导，我想大家都应该听。
About loving our wives.
就是要爱我们的妻子。
Can I tell a little story?
Sure. It has not, 能不能给大家讲一个故事？
It has nothing to do with the talk, though.
就跟这个讲道是没关系的。
So the other day,
有一天
，It was garbage day in my neighborhood.
就是我们那个区收垃圾的那一天。
So two times a week they come through and they pick up the garbage.
就我们是每个礼拜有两次收垃圾。
And I put out the garbage.
然后我就把垃圾拿出去。
That's my job.
这是我每次做的，这是我的工作。
And sometimes in the morning I hear the garbage trucks coming.
那有些时候早上呢，我就会听到那个垃圾车开过来。
They make a lot of noise.
因为他们声音很大。
And so if I look around the house, I see a bag of garbage, I grab it and I run out to the curb. And I either give it to the guy or I drop it on top of the can before he gets there.
那如果我看见的话，有时候我就赶快把垃圾拿出去，跑过去把那垃圾扔在那个垃圾车上。
And we live on the second floor of a two-family house.
那我们是住在那个两层的就是一个房子里头。
So, and it was garbage day.
然后那天是收垃圾的。
I said that already. And there was I came out of the house. I was leaving the house for an appointment.
然后我从房子里我从家里要出来，因为那天我要去一个地方。
And there was a white bag of garbage right at the top of the steps.
那我在我的楼梯上就有一袋这个白色的那个垃圾袋。
So on my way down, I grabbed the bag.
然后我下来的时候，我就抓住这个垃圾袋。
Like a good husband.
然后就像一个很好的丈夫。
And I took it out.
然后我就拿出去。
Right on top of the can.
然后就放在这个垃圾桶上面。
And I went on to my appointment.
然后我就去我那去的地方。
And when I came home, the garbage was gone.
我回来的时候，发现那个垃圾不见了。
And everything was good.
所有的一切都很好。
Well, later that evening,
然后那天晚上
I got a text from my wife.
然后我就太太给我发一个短信。
She said, you threw out the wash.
她说你把我的那个就是把那要洗的衣服拿给扔掉了。
She had put the laundry in a garbage bag at the top of the steps.
因为她把要洗的衣服放在垃圾袋里头，然后放在那个楼梯口。
And so she said, you don't pay attention.
她说你根本没有注意。
How could you know that that wasn't garbage? It was washed.
你怎么能把那个当作垃圾？
So for a few days,
因此那几天
I heard, I can't believe you threw out my clothes.
我就一直在心说你我根本怎么也想不到你把我的衣服都扔了。
And then to make it worse,
然后更糟糕的是
I see on my phone,
我看见我的手机上
Macy's charge.
还有梅，就是从梅西那个衣服店里头的那个账单。
She bought back all the clothes I threw out.
他需要去买他扔掉的那些衣服。
Yes, now we can laugh. It wasn't funny.
现在我们可以笑，可是这并不好笑，是不是？
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢主，哈利路亚。
So,
因此。
We keep going now?
We can keep going.
The third thing I'd like to... Oh, I didn't finish. The reason I told you that was because of Enoch.
那我还没有讲完，就是我讲这个故事是因为我们讲到以诺。
So I don't know if Enoch had an experience like that.
我不知道是以诺是不是也干过这种傻事。
But he had a wife and he had children and he had family. He had to deal with life as it comes, right?
因为可是他有太太有小孩呢，因此他需要处理生活中的柴米油盐酱醋。
We can't spend all our life on retreat.
我们不能整天都只是待在这个营地里头。
Right, we can't always be at pilgrim camp.
我们不能整天就是去退休会。
We have to go back home.
我们需要回家。
And this has to be real.
因此这生活是很真实的。
That we walk with God, no matter what.
我们与神同行，不管怎么样，不管什么事情发生。
And so Enoch had this testimony.
因此以诺他有这样的见证。
That he walked with God.
他与神同行。
The third relationship that I wanted to speak about is our relationship with the Holy Spirit.
那第三个关系我想跟大家讲，就是我们跟圣灵的关系。
We've had the fatherhood of God. God is our heavenly father. We have the friendship with Jesus.
我们有阿爸天父，他是我们的父。我们有耶稣基督，他是我们的朋友。
And then the Bible speaks of the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
那圣经也讲到说与圣灵相交。
That word fellowship, we've mentioned it before in the book of 1 John. It has the idea of participation or participation in or communion with fellowship.
这个在一书里头我们提到过说这个相交这个字的意思有这个参与还有连接的意思。
And I think we don't always realize the importance of the work of the Holy Spirit.
那我想我们可能有时候没有意识到这个圣灵的工作是何等的重要。
Last night we spoke how the Holy Spirit was the gift of the Father that comes to us because of Calvary.
那昨天晚上我们讲到说圣灵是神给我们的恩赐，他临到我们是因为在加略山上所流的血。
And Jesus gave a very detailed teaching on the Holy Spirit.
那耶稣关于圣灵的话有很仔细的教导。
During that discourse at the Last Supper,
在最后的晚餐上
he spoke much of the Holy Spirit.
他讲了很多关于圣灵。
And he told them that he was going away, but that he was going to send another comforter.
他告诉他们说他要离开，可是他要差来一位保惠师。
That would be with them forever.
这保惠师要永远与他们同在。
And I understand that phrase, another comforter, means someone just like me or someone just like Jesus.
那这里面讲到说，另外一个保惠师的意思就是有一位跟耶稣或者就跟耶稣是一模一样，或者跟我是一模一样。
In John 14, it says, Jesus says, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you."
那在十四章里头讲到说，我不撇下你们为孤儿，我还要来接你们。
And the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to make Jesus real to us.
那圣灵的工作就是要让耶稣很真实的显给我们。
I mean, how is it that Jesus, we can say Jesus is in my heart? How can that be? Well, it's by the Holy Spirit.
那我们讲到说耶稣在我心里头，那我们怎么知道呢？这是因为圣灵的工作。
And, you know, Jesus in his physical body, he could not be everywhere and in everyone.
耶稣当他在肉身的时候呢，他没有办法在各个地方同时，而且不可能同时在我们的心里。
And that's why he says it's good for you that I go away.
因此呢，他说我离开是对你们有益的。
It's good for you that I go back to the Father.
我回到父那里去是很好的。
Because if I go back to the Father, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to be with you and to be in you.
那因此呢，如果回到父那里去的话，我就可以差派圣灵来，他要与你同在，而且他要住在你里面。
He says, in that day, you're going to know that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me, but that I am in you.
那他说到那天你就能够知道说我在父里面，你们也在我里面。
And I believe that speaks of the day of Pentecost.
那他这就讲到说五旬节那一天。
The work of the Holy Spirit is to remind us of the things that Jesus says.
那这圣灵的工作就是要提醒我们耶稣对我们所说的话。
He said the Holy Spirit, he's going to remind you. The disciples, they seem to be very forgetful. They didn't always remember the things Jesus said.
他要让我们记起耶稣对我们所说的话，因为这些门徒们他很容易忘掉耶稣所说的话。
We're the same way.
我们也是一样。
We're going to go back home from this conference.
从这退休会回去。
And we might not remember everything that was said.
我们可能就不会记得我们在这里所说的所有的话。
But the Holy Spirit will remind you just when it's needed.
可是圣灵他会提醒我们，特别在你需要的时候。
He'll speak to your heart.
他要对你的心说话。
He'll drop a word.
他要把他的话放在你的心里。
And so this fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Again, it causes us to participate, as it were, in the life of Christ.
那这个与圣灵相交，就是要让我们能够来跟耶稣基督的生命有份来参与。
We began this morning with the song "Christ Lives in Me."
我们今天早上唱第一首歌就是《基督在我心里》。
Well, that's beloved, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
那这就是圣灵与我们相交，我们的一个很甜美的一个相交。
He brings us into that union with Jesus.
他把我们带入跟耶稣基督的一个联合。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's just one other verse that comes to mind with that thought. It's 1 Corinthians 1:9. It's a verse that, again, you probably know, but let's look at it together.
那我想到另外一节经文就是格林多前书第一章九节。
1 Corinthians 1:9.
第一章九节说，神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得份。
And so here again we see God's call over us. God is faithful.
那这里我们再次看见说神是信实的，而且他在我们身上的呼召。
Who hath called us into the fellowship of his son.
就是要让我们与他的儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得份。
And again I believe that's the work of the Holy Spirit.
那我相信说这就是圣灵的工作。
Beloved, we need the Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们是需要圣灵的工作。
I know that many of you met Brother or Pastor Jack Chow.
那我相信说我们当中很多人都见过周金海牧师。
And I I think I can say it right that you're here because, in some ways, because of Pastor Jack Chow.
那我可以说，嗯很大程度上你们能够来这里是因为周金海牧师。
My first memory of Brother Chow was here at Pilgrim Camp.
那我对周牧师的第一个记忆就是他在这个营地里。
And I was maybe 18 or 19 years old.
那时候我大概十八九岁。
And I had been a counselor for the boys in August.
然后
the boy campers.
我是那个男生们的一些的辅导员，是他们暑假那个男孩子营。
And in those days, our the end of our camp season was very close to the Labor Day weekend.
那个时候就是因为我来的是八月份，然后我们的时间就很靠近这个劳工节。
And on Labor Day weekend, we would have a retreat.
那一般我们劳工节都会有个退休会。
A three-day conference, something like this.
就有三天的时间，就像我们现在这样的一个聚会。
And God brought sometimes missionaries and different ministers and evangelists to that conference to minister to us.
那神会带领一些像宣教士啊，或者其他的一些牧师或者牧者们来到这里来服侍。
Brother Gordon Gardner was still alive at that time and the director of the camp.
那那时候贾丹纳牧师就是这个营地的负责人，那时候还在。
And so after I had finished counseling, he asked me if I would be willing to stay up in Nonantum. Now, Nonantum is a group of cabins that are across the road, a quarter mile up the mountain.
那那时候就是结束以后，他问我说，我愿意不愿意继续留下来到那个 Nonantum， 就是那边大的孩子们大的青少年孩子的一个营地，有一些小木屋在那边。
There's no electricity.
那边没有电。
No water.
没有水。
I mean, the water you have to bring in in a barrel.
然后水是用一桶一桶的这样搬过去的。
No flush toilet.
不，没有冲马桶，没有那个冲的马桶。
It's like really camping.
那真的是就像你去露营一样。
Well, Brother Gordon said, "I want you to stay in Nonantum for the Labor Day retreat because."
那贾德纳牧师告诉我说，我要你留下来参加这个劳工节的特会，因为
Pastor Jack Chow is bringing a group of men from the church in Maryland.
因为周金海牧师他带领一些弟兄从马里兰的教会来。
And the only room that we have left for them is up in Nonantum.
那我们所有有空的房间就是在 Nonantum 那边。
Now, I don't know if they knew what they were getting into.
那我不知道说他们那时候他们知道不知道他们所要住的就是那个地方。
But it was my job to
可是那是我的工作。
To meet them when they came.
来接待他们，那他们来的时候。
And to hand them a basin and say, this is where you are.
然后就把这个盆子给他们说，哦，这就是你们所需要用的。
And Brother Jack was their leader.
那周牧师他们的领队。
And he was so gracious.
他是何等的有恩慈。
I mean, you know, I felt a little embarrassed.
我觉得有点尴尬。
But again, it was the only the camp was full. You know, there may be over 200 people here.
可是呢，这营地这边都已经满了，因为有两百多人来。
So that's not really. So that's when I met Brother Jack, and he stayed with me in the same cabin, two men cabins, two people in every cabin.
那这就是我怎么样遇见周金海牧师，他跟我住在一个木屋里头，一个木屋可以住两个人。
And we had the luxury accommodations because we had a real mattress.
那我们那个房间还是很特别的，因为我们有床垫。
Everyone else had cots, little cots.
因为其他人都是硬铺。
But I remember I mentioned to him, he asked me, well, he knew my dad, and he just asked me how I was doing, and I said, well, I have a little cold.
他认识我的父亲，那我刚刚认识他，他就问我说怎么样，还好吗？
And the next minute, he's praying for me.
可是我跟他说我那时候有点感冒，他马上就为我祷告。
Praying that God would touch me and deliver me from my cold.
他祷告说求神来触摸我，然后让我能够感冒能好。
And I just in those short days that I spent with him,
那就在那短短的那段时间跟他在一起。
I saw he was a man that really walked with God.
我可以看见说他真的是一位与神同行的人。
In 2018,
在2018年
my dad went to be with the Lord.
我的父亲被主接去。
He was just a few weeks short of his 95th birthday.
他过几个礼拜就要过95岁的生日。
And we had a service for him at the Ridgewood Church.
那我们在那个利吉乌教会的话有一个追思礼拜。
On a Saturday night.
在礼拜六晚上。
And as the service began.
当这个聚会开始的时候。
I saw the back doors of the auditorium open.
我看见后面的那个大堂的门开了。
And to my surprise, Brother John Chow and Brother Jack Chow walked through those doors.
我很惊讶的看见周牧师还有那个 John 一起来了。
I didn't expect Pastor Chow to come from Texas for the funeral.
我根本没想到说他会从德州这样到这里来参加这个礼拜。
And when I asked him why he came,
那我问他说他为什么来？
He said I had to come.
他说我必须要来。
The Lord told me to come.
因为主告诉我要来。
And he got on the plane and came.
然后他就上飞机就飞过来。
To be with us at that time.
就在那个时候能够花时间跟我们在一起。
That next day, Sunday, we had moved my dad's body to our church in Williamsburg.
然后呢，第二天就是礼拜天，我们就把我父亲的遗体就换到我的教会。
And Brother Jack came to that service.
然后周牧师就去参加那个主日的崇拜。
And he spoke on a passage that I just wanted to leave with you this morning from John 15.
然后他就讲这个约翰福音第十五章，就我刚刚就最后想跟大家分享的。
And I think this, the parable of the vine and the branches is something that is so illustrative of the what we call the inner life or the deeper life.
那这里面讲到葡萄树跟枝子这个比喻，我想是我们讲到说这个内在生活是一个非常显现的一个比喻。
And I just want to say this, I believe that, you know, we talk about it in that way of the inner life or the deeper life, but beloved, really, that's the way the Christian life ought to be.
那我们常常讲到说这个更深的一个基督徒生活或者内在的生活，这实际上就是基督徒应该有的一个生活。
It wasn't intended for just a small select group of people.
不只是说给那一些好像特别的一小群的人的一个生活。
This should be the normal Christian experience.
这必须是一个正常的基督徒的一个生活。
So Jesus gives us this parable, and the reason I mentioned that story with Brother Jack and his speaking on the vine and the branches is because that was my dad's theme of his ministry.
那我之所以提到周牧师还有讲到这个约翰福音第十五章因为这就是我父亲他一生的一个写照。
Not that he didn't speak of other things, but inevitably he would talk about the vine and abiding in Christ.
并不是说他好像一生都不谈别的东西，实际上就是他每次都会提到这个内在的生活葡萄树跟枝子的生活。
He even wrote a little song about it.
他甚至写了一首诗。
And he truly lived this abiding life.
他真实的把这个内在的生活活出来。
But if there was another minister that I could look to and say, who could preach on John 15 at my father's funeral, it would be Brother Jack.
那如果说有另外一个人他能够来讲这一段经文的话，那我想就是在我爸爸的这个追思礼拜上，我想就是周金海牧师。
Because he too lived this life, this abiding life.
因为他也活出了这个内在的生活。
I am the vine, you know how it goes. I am the true vine, and my father is the husbandman.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
You can read up to verse 4.
凡使我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净。使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我拣给你们的道已经干净了，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上， 自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人撕起来扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。还你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要藏在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
Amen. 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 I don't know how far he read.
12.
Oh, 12. That sounds a little bit more than 4, but okay. It's all right. But now you got the whole picture there, right?
那你可以看到整幅的图案。
Without Christ, you can do nothing.
离了主，我们就不能做什么。
And so how...The picture, though, is one, I think, of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
那这整个图案就让我们看见说天父还有耶稣还有圣灵。
Jesus says, I am the true vine.
耶稣说我是真葡萄树。
And my Father is the husbandman.
我父是栽培的人。
And you are the branches.
那你们是枝子。
And the branches are connected to the vine.
那枝子是连在葡萄树上。
You know, the verse that you've chosen for the theme in John 17 is really pictured here.
那我们这个聚会的主题经文17节上也是从这个图案里头也可以看的，从这一段经文里也可以看到。
The branches are not connected to each other.
那这个枝子不是彼此之间连接的。
First and foremost, the branches are connected to the vine.
那枝子最最重要的，首先是它要跟这个葡萄树连接。
And so any measure of unity that we have among believers is because each one is attached to the vine.
那个信徒之间之所以能够合一，那最重要就是首先我们要说它到底合一不合一，就是它有没有跟这个葡萄树连在一起。
But we see that the branch cannot exist apart from the vine.
那我们知道说枝子如果离了这个葡萄树，它就不能存在。
If a branch is disconnected from the vine, it withers.
如果说枝子离开了葡萄树，它就枯干了。
It dies.
就死掉了。
And so there is no Christ life unless we're attached to the vine.
因此呢，没有基督的，就不可能有基督的生命，除非它是跟这个葡萄树连在一起。
And how is it that the vine is, how is it that the branch is fruitful?
那这个枝子是怎么结果子的呢？
How does that take place?
它这个果子是怎么发生的呢？
Well, there's something that is running from the vine into the branch.
那是因为有一些东西是从这个葡萄树流到这个枝子上。
I don't know if it's sap in the vine.
我不知道说这是枝浆还是就树里头的枝浆还是什么。
But that sap flows from the vine into the branch.
那个枝浆就是从葡萄树流到枝子上。
And I believe that's a picture of the Holy Spirit.
那我相信说这就是圣灵的一个图案。
The Holy Spirit brings the life of Christ from the vine into the branch.
圣灵他把耶稣基督的生命从耶稣基督这个身上。流到我们的身上，就是我们的这些枝子。
And it's that life of Christ that produces the fruit in you and me.
那就是这个基督的生命在我们里面，在你我里面，能够让我们结出果子来。
And so are we experiencing that abiding life?
因此，我们有没有经历这个内住的这个生活？
This passage, this teaching was given to Jesus' disciples.
那这一节经文是耶稣教导他的门徒。
And it was meant for them to take it.
那这是要让他们所需要他们吸收的一段经文。
And if you truly are his disciple, he wants you to be a branch in the vine.
如果你真是他的门徒的话，他要你做他葡萄树上的一个枝子。
He wants you to be united to him.
他要你跟他完全的合一连接。
And that relationship is continual.
而且这个关系是一直不断的。
It's all the time.
是随时随刻的。
And Jesus is working in you and in me all the time.
因为耶稣基督他在我在你里面是一直在运行动工。
He wants his life to flow into us.
他要他的生命能够流到我们身上。
To make our lives fruitful.
好让我们的生命能够多结果子。
And to bring glory to his name.
来让他能够他的名能够得荣耀。
It brings glory to the Father that you bear much fruit.
你们若多结果子父就因此得荣耀。
And so we see that this Christian life is not about us.
因此我们可以看见说我们基督徒的生活并不是关于我们自己。
It's about his glory.
而是关于他的荣耀。
Christ lives in me. Oh, what a salvation this, that Christ lives in me.
耶稣基督住在我的心里，这是何等大的一个救恩。
And so just in closing, there is just these notes, little notes I wrote down. There is no deeper life apart from Jesus.
那最后我想我们讲到就是说没有耶稣基督就没有一个更深的生命。
And we talk about the inner life, it's really the Christ life.
那我们讲到这个内在的生活上就是活出耶稣基督的一个生活。
And we have to realize that we are dead and our life is hid with Christ.
我们需要知道说我们已经死了，我们的生命与基督一同藏在。
Without me, you can do nothing.
离了他我们就不能做什么。
Galatians 2:20, it's no longer I who live, but Christ.
加拉太书二章二十节说，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And the life that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me.
我现在活着
and gave himself for me.
是因信神的儿子而活，因为他是爱我，为我舍己。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So really the Christian life is a relationship with the Father and with the Son and with the Holy Spirit.
因此这个基督徒的生活实际上就是与圣父、圣子、圣灵的一个关系。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have made this the way to come to you.
我们感谢你，你让这个成为一条路，让我们可以来到你的面前。
That Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
因为耶稣基督他就是道路、真理、生命。
We thank you, Father, that you have given the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，你赐给我们圣灵。
To be with us and to be in us.
能够与我们同在，而且住在我们里面。
To fill us with the life of Christ.
好让你的耶稣基督的生命来充满我们。
To make Christ real and precious.
好让基督的生命对我们是何等的宝贵，何等的真实。
And so, Lord, help us to enter more perfectly into this union with Jesus.
主啊，因此求你帮助我们能够更加的完美的、更加完全的来进入与你的连接。
It'll be no more I, but Christ who lives in me.
好让我们不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Lord, we see how far short we fall.
主啊，我们知道说我们离这个还差得很远。
But Lord, you call us.
可是主，你呼召我们。
You call us to come closer.
你呼召我们要更加的来亲近你。
And so, Lord, again, we just want to give you our hearts.
主啊，我们就再次要愿意把我们的心来献给你。
We want to yield our wills to you.
我们要把我们的意志降服在你之下。
Lord, we want to please you in everything.
主啊，我们愿意在凡事上讨你的喜悦。
And so, Lord, you see each one that has gathered here at this conference.
主啊，你看见我们在这个聚会里头的每一个人。
I pray that you would increase our desire.
主啊，我求你来加添我们的渴慕。
Jesus, we want more of you.
耶稣，我们要更多的你。
Just more of you, Jesus.
我们就单单要更多的耶稣。
Lord, we want to obey you.
主，我们要来顺服你。
We truly want to love you.
我们真的是要来爱你。
And so we humble ourselves before you again.
因此我们再一次我们谦卑在你面前
and say Jesus we need you
跟你说主耶稣我们爱你我们需要你
I ask this in Jesus name
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen.
This is one more thought that comes to mind. We heard about Uncle Hans, the founder of this camp.
我有一个想法就是刚刚想到就是我们吴老牧师，他是这个营地的创办人。
And people said he always preached the same message.
那很多人都说他讲的道都是一样的。
What was that message?
那那个是什么信息呢？
It was his one message.
只有一个信息。
You need Jesus.
你需要耶稣。
And so we can look in the mirror every morning and say, "You need Jesus."
而且我每天可以照着镜子说，你需要耶稣。
Amen.
我需要耶稣。
I need Jesus. And the wonderful thing is that He comes to us.
那更美的是耶稣他来到我们这里。
He is so gracious.
他是何等的有恩慈。
And He's made a way that we can love Him more and know Him better.
他为我们开了一条路，让我们可以爱他更多，可以认识他更多。
If we come in just that simple childlike faith.
我们只要能够像孩子般的一样的信心来到他的面前。
Jesus, I love you.
耶稣，我爱你。
I want to love you more.
我要更多的爱你。
Jesus, I want to know you.
耶稣，我要认识你。
I want to know you better.
我要更深的来认识你。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'd like to sing with you a song in the book.
我想跟大家一起来唱这里面的一首歌。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now just give me a second. I think it's number 7. Number 7 in the back of the book. It's on page 15. Jesus, lover of my soul.
后面的第七首，耶稣我心灵的爱人，在十五页。
Stand again with me, please.
我们一起起立。
Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly, while the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is high. Before we close this morning, I'd like to just spend some time praying with you.
在今天早上结束之前呢，我想花一点时间来跟大家一起祷告。
I so appreciate the fellowship that we enjoy in God.
我非常的享受我们在神里头的一起的相交。
And so I want to pray one for another.
因此我想要我们彼此来代祷。
How often did the Apostle Paul say, "Pray for me"?
很多时候，使徒保罗说要为我祷告。
He knew he needed Jesus.
因为他知道他需要耶稣。
So I'd like to begin by praying for those who are leading the JMI ministry, those who teach.
那我想要为 JMI 的领袖们祷告，就是在 JMI 教学的教师们。
We're happy that most of them are here, and I know the one had to stay back in Taiwan, and God knows all about that. But we want to pray for those that are here.
那我想大多数人都在这里，除了一位在台湾，那神知道那里发生的事情。那我想就是先要为我们在这里的每一位老师来祷告。
So, Sister Martha and Sister Ruth and
Sister
Hung and Brother and Sister Lin, if you would just come up here, we want to pray. And I think that they will minister in the remainder of this conference. Let's believe that God will use them and speak through them and cause the rivers of living water to flow. Is that our faith and confidence? Someone has said, when you pray for your ministers, you're praying for yourself. And so let's all pray. Dear Father.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Paul, you can play.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. 那我们都来祷告啊，我们都一起来祷告。哦，谢谢主，哥吧。哦，沙达巴嘎达耶，苏哥巴嘎达，嘿，沙达巴嘎达，苏哥巴达，西德哥巴嘎，哥拉巴嘎，新德耶，苏哥巴嘎，基斯德哥巴嘎，沙达巴嘎，沙达巴嘎，哥拉布耶，沙达巴，哥拉巴嘎，新德哥巴嘎，苏哥巴嘎，基斯德巴嘎，西德哥巴嘎，沙达巴嘎，苏哥巴嘎，哥拉布耶，西德哥巴嘎。 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you.
your spirit, Lord, within. God, you have called us. God, you have enabled everybody to serve your people. Oh, God, give her wisdom. God, give her all that you need, your Father. All that you need. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sister Martha, maybe you would be best to call up the workers, co-workers.
The co-workers, Jeff.
同工们.
Jenny's in the kitchen, but we'll get her. Alice, of course. Mercy. Mercy is our secretary and treasurer, Alice. Alice has a ministry here in the United States and other countries other than Asia. I can't name them all.
在这美国，他有一个事工。
Can you name them for him?
没有，就是我是负责北美跟国外一些像马来西亚、韩国，不是香港那些日本的联络。
And Mercy's ministry is over China.
他是负责那个中国的那个施工的。
Emma's in Taiwan now helping Pastor Lai, and she's over Taiwan.
哦，他那个帮助那个周牧师，赖牧师在台湾。 Oh, Emma在台湾。
And Jeff and Jenny, Jeff is the only reason I can be on the computer. He manages everything about our Zoom meetings along with Jenny.
对，跟Jenny他们负责我们几乎所有的事情，这样我才能。They're organizing,
and I would like to call my boys. Ruby.
Ruby.
I named her after Ruby McKinnon, for any of you that knew Ruby.
Well, let's pray together. Maybe those, if you would also pray, brother and sister. Let's pray, the ministers. And again, let's all pray. Dear Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, unite them more perfectly, Lord, to yourself. Lord, make them one, Lord, in spirit, dear Father. God, you have entrusted this work, this ministry to them. Lord Jesus, cause them to fulfill in all your will. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, cause your love to be poured out upon them. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's sing together, Holy Anointing, Rest Upon My Soul.
Oh, Holy Anointing, Rest Upon My Soul. Spirit of promise, all my life control. Holy anointing, rest upon my soul.
Hallelujah. I'd like us also to pray for our brother John Chow. God has led him recently to Houston. And we believe in that God would fulfill his will. And our brother and sister. Hallelujah. You know, John grew up in a Christian home. But he didn't always follow the Lord. But God laid his hand upon John. And answered the prayers that his parents prayed. And has made John a minister of the gospel. And we're thankful. Dear Father, I pray that you would just continue to lead and guide my brother. Lord, you know his heart and his desire, Lord, to bless your people and to serve the people of God.
And
continue to lead and direct his steps. Bless his dear wife with him. Sister Milan. God, just use them for your glory. And bless this congregation and fellowship in Houston, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, I know we're a little bit over time, but I do want to pray yet for one more. It's okay. We'll hold. We love our brother John. I'd like to pray for brother Paul. I know brother Paul has some appointments, medical appointments in the city. And I know he didn't necessarily make that known, but God knows his need. So please come, brother Paul. We want to pray.
Paul 弟兄到前面来。 他的脚不方便。
God has given him this ministry, ministry that God gave him.
这是神给他的这个, 事工,
oh Lord Jesus, stretch out your hand.
Oh, 主啊, 伸出你的手,
stretch out your hand.
Oh, 亲爱的主, oh, 亲爱的主, Yes, oh, God.
做的。
We say all things have to come, all good things have to come to an end.
那我们知道说，所有的好事情最终都要结束。
But not in the kingdom.
可是，在神的国里头不是这样。
It only gets better.
在神的国里头只是越来越好。
So we go on.
但是我们要继续往前。
And we expect God to work. And I'll be praying for you back home and expecting God to work throughout this conference.
但是我们继续相信神要做更大的事情。我回去以后还要继续为大家祷告。
And I think we all can say it's been good to be together.
那我想我们大家就说，我们能够在一起真好。
And so the Lord bless you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, brother.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.